A new report into racism on university campuses highlights the corrosive presence of intolerance, with 1 in 5 staff experiencing direct racism and 3 out of 4 international students experiencing indirect racism. A Human Rights Commission report recommended structural change to deal with many problems on campus. I asked the Race Discrimination Commissioner, Giridharan Sivarunman, what are the key findings into this report into racism on university campuses?
Well, firstly, that racism is systemic and embedded in universities. Secondly, it's widespread and pervasive. Thirdly, it affects students and staff in significant ways in all aspects of their student and employment journeys. And fourth, that we need to acknowledge the problem and bring about change.
So your study found that the complaints process, in particular when it came to dealing with racism, that it's a very rigid process and that it can involve a lengthy wait time in actually getting a proper response. What do you think can be done to improve the way in which complaints are dealt with?
Well, first and foremost, there needs to be some independence to the way complaints are dealt with. There needs to be a review of complaints processes as to why they're so underutilized. There needs to be a review of, are they culturally safe, who's engaged in them, how timely are responses. They probably need to be better funded and resourced as well. I think they need a wholesale review.
Your study found that there have also been spikes in racism driven by events such as the Israel-Hamas war, the voice referendum and the COVID epidemic. Can you talk a bit about how different groups have found themselves targeted by events that have happened outside of campus life?
Yeah, absolutely. During the COVID epidemic and after, there was a surge in racism towards students of Chinese origin or Chinese international students. And then as the voice referendum came through, there was a surge in racism towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students and staff. And then post-October 7, 2023, a surge in anti-Semitism and anti-Palestinian racism, Islamophobia and anti-Arab racism. Really, we can see a direct through line from events outside of universities into the experience of people in universities.
It seems that in particular Jewish communities and people with a Middle East background have really felt uncomfortable expressing themselves in the current environment. The research has showed, I think it was 80% of international students in particular felt reluctant to be able to talk about issues because of the fact that they feared that there could be some consequence to their visa.
Yeah, absolutely. International students were very reluctant to speak up about issues because of the precariousness of their visa conditions. And that's systemic racism at work. It's the racism in a migration system that impacts on an international student's capacity to speak up. And then in terms of cohorts, it was very high for Jewish students and staff and Palestinian students and staff. Those two cohorts were the highest, but also very high were Chinese, Asian, First Peoples, African and Middle Eastern. Really, it's across the board. It is high. Every cohort was above 70%. So in reality, it's high for everyone.
So which groups were reporting the highest incidence of racism?
The two, well, Jewish and Palestinian groups reported it at rates higher than 90%. And then we had other groups, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, Chinese, African, Middle Eastern, reporting it above 80%. But then we had other cohorts like Maori, Pacifica, other Asian cohorts reporting it at above 70%. So again, it's very high across the board.
In the report, you talk about universities being guided by the French Code of Academic Freedom of Speech, which allows for robust discussion. Now, in some situations in a classroom, you're going to have students with diverse range of backgrounds and experiences. How do you ensure there is this robust discussion that also maintains that sort of modicum of respect?
Yeah, I think what you need to do first and foremost is ensure cultural safety within the classroom and also build racial literacy and understanding of how race and racism operate. You need to look at the curriculum and whether some views are sidelined and within curricula. You need to ensure that debate has guardrails, doesn't lead to racial violence, and that you have a safe space for discussions, but it's done in a dignified, respectful and inclusive way. I think it can absolutely be done, and some people do it better than others.
Also, your study found that particularly there's a lot of racism when it came directed to international students. I think it was 3 out of 4 international students felt indirect racism. Do you think that more can be done in the international students area, whether it even came to better pastoral care to ensure that international students can participate in local activities more effectively?
Yeah, absolutely. We should be doing more for international students. We make a promise to international students and attract them to come here to Australia to study on the promise that they'll have a good time and it'll be inclusive and that they will have a great experience. But if we're not honouring that promise, if it's shattered by racism, then we need to do better as a country and as university institutions need to do better. I think there's a range of things that can be done to make experiences better for international students. And systemic work needs to be done in terms of what kind of processes do we have in place to make their experiences better and more free from racism?
Race Discrimination Commissioner Jiridaman Sivaraman speaking to Stephen Hill.